Hi, and welcome to episode 20 of Smart Way Podcast with Jeremiah. And today we're going to talk about hobbies. Now, I've learned a hobby is an activity done over and over in one's leisure time for pleasure. Some examples are sports, music, traveling, socializing, painting, dancing, writing, and also reading. Now, I'm going to give you one of my hobbies that I've had when I was back in high school after talking to a high school friend. I was actually a part of the high school marching band for 3 years. Now, at first, I didn't want to be a part of it, but I did want to become popular. I wanted to become the man, the guy, the popular kid. That's what I wanted to do personally because I was a freshman. And I was a nerd and very skinny, but I wanted to be the guy that everyone looked to or everyone knew who he was, that type of guy. And I wanted to put him into my own personality and make him into something. Now, I sacrificed my schoolwork to become that popular guy in some fashion or form, but I became the guy. Now, they had a new band director. They came to my school and I went to band practice and he brought kids from his other school and they all transferred and came there to that one particular to my school. And he gave me a nickname of let's call it Bob. Now, Bob was my nickname. And I had one of my friends, he was like, "What's your name?" I was like, "Jeremiah." I was like, "Nah, okay, that's cool, Jeremiah. I wonder if he's going to last." So the band director called my name. He said, "Bob." And he was like, "Oh, your name Bob." I was like, "Nah, my name's Jeremiah, but I guess that's what they call me, Bob." And so he was like, "Oh, cool. Well, we're going to call you B.O.D. And I was like, "Well, okay." And so I was like, "What does that mean?" He was like, "B.O.D., you know, big old." And so I was like, "There's no way they're ever going to say that." And so I was sitting now sitting down. They did the roll call the next day. So the dude behind me, my band director said, "B.O.B., I mean, Bob." And I said, "Here." And the dude behind me was like, "Nah, that's not Bob. That's B.O.D. with the big old." And so the whole band started laughing. The parents were there. They were like, "Oh my goodness." And after that, it just was, I fed into it. And that became my hobby of, okay, I got my own personal nickname. I'm not the nerd right now, but I have to keep myself up. I have to make sure that I am always the coolest guy. I always know the hypest things, the slangest things. I know how to hang with the bad boys. I know how to hang with the nerds. I know how to diversify myself within different situations, but I also still stand on top of my schoolwork. And, you know, after hanging with some of the cool kids, you know, you learn about different things in life. It's not just about schoolwork. And I had an amazing run. I had people look up to me. The hobby with band was just phenomenal. And I took that person and I put it into my own personal self. And there may be days where I have them. And there may be days where it kind of turns off sometimes. And, you know, it's real cool to have it. But there's other times when time to turn it off. It feels really good as well. I just remember that. I'm gonna say that that's what I call the different person. That different person helped make me into what I was. That persona, that guy of the confidence, and you know, that guy of not being who I truly am, but just having the confidence to fight whatever I want to fight and be the man that, you know, I want to be. To always have people behind my back and always having people that have my back. And learning how to actually defend myself. I had amazing friends. I had some really amazing friends that looked out for me, and I greatly appreciate all of them. Thanks to my hobby, it led me to go to college and go to band and take that same energy and spark a fire into my whole college. And I think that was pretty amazing that I can go to different states and do the exact same thing. Now, it is a little different, but I learned. I lived, I learned, I fell flat on my face, but I learned to pick it up. And I transformed that hobby into my own personal life. I made it into something. And it's okay if you don't have a hobby, give it time. There may be a hobby straight for you. And maybe you'll incorporate some of the characteristics of that hobby into yourself to make something. Make something better. Not bad. Do things to make who you are. And make them greater than what anyone can ever expect. Do what makes you feel happy. If it's being a part of your friend's band group, do it. Being a singer, do it. Take the hobby and make it into something more. Make it into a physical or mental act of repetition to make it even better. To make not the first episode the best, but say, okay, these are going to be the better episodes or the best episodes or the coolest things or this and that and the fourth. Make nothing into something in an aspect. But this is it for hobbies. You know what hobbies are. I gave you a definition. I gave you an example. Think about the hobbies that you have. Think how you can take some of those characteristics and put it into your own life. Think about it. Try it. Let me know. You got this. This is Smart Way. Jeremiah, I'm peacing out. Peace.